big news yesterday, of course, the first debate. Apparently no clear winner. I don't know. Who knows? Interesting enough, here at the Bob and Tom Show, we have top shelf technology in which we are able to actually monitor and record the thoughts of someone on stage. So last night we pointed our special microphone at Mr. Trump, and we're actually able to listen to what was going through his head when he was perhaps bored during some points in the debate. Let's see what he had to say.
Well, thank you, Lester, and thanks to
Wow, this TV lighting is fantastic. Tremendous spotlights. You know, I'll bet if I made some shadow puppets on the wall, everyone could see how huge my hands are. I think I'll do a giraffe or a zebra. No, wait, a proboscis monkey.
I want us to invest in you. I want us to invest.
It just occurred to me that this is the longest I've ever talked to a woman who's over 40. I don't want to make a habit of it. For the next debate, I need to remember to bring out a Trump steak and eat it. The publicity will sell millions of steaks. And it'll be the perfect time to unveil my new Trump curly fries. Curliest fries of all time. They're incredibly curly. No one has seen curlier, ever. People keep saying to me, Donald, I've never had fries so curly. These are the pubic hairs of fries, okay? I hope nobody notices how much I'm sniffling. I just can't stop. That's the last time I do lines with Ted Nugent. The guy probably had me snorting powdered rhino testicles or something. Who is that good-looking, handsome man in the monitor over there? Oh, wait, that's me. Great, great. I can't believe how easy this is. I am a beautiful debater. That's all there is to it. Probably the best debater in history. Everyone says I'm awesome. I'm like a master debater. I think I'm going to yell that out if this woman ever stops talking.
Where we are talking about the important issues.
Oh, there you go. Mr. Trump, actually monitoring his thoughts during the debate last evening. Absolutely fascinating.